Wars of the Gods with featuring Martin Denny, pretty much the musician mostly responsible for developing this exotica genre, subgenre of jazz. And then we finished off with Queen's Dead on Time, which was written by their guitarist, Brian May, the smartest man in rock and roll. He's got a PhD in astrophysics. And, and he's a really smart and talented man. Meanwhile, back in me up right now is some more Sun Ra. This is Sunology from Supersonic Jazz. The next set, we're going to be hearing from Peggy Lee singing the Bewitched theme song. And John Coltrane and his quartet, Clifford Brown, and also from Ultra Lounge, from Bongo Land, Volume 17, the Latin Jazz Sextet. And then Jan Hammer is going to close us out with another TV theme song. But first, let's go way back to the earliest 20th century here with Glenn Miller and A String of Pearls. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO.
Bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitch, bewitch, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, bewitched.
WMFO Medford 91.5 on the FM.
Half of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics and politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Okay.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO Medford.
Take me out to wine and dine me. Try to wine, be round and round.
Oh, what does that old queen know?
The greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
We'll be right back.
And here's Rosetta Crawford singing with Tommy Ladnier, one of the best trumpet men ever to come out of New Orleans, in the New Orleans area. Tommy Ladnier on trumpet. Mez Mezro was on clarinet. James P. Johnson on piano. Teddy Bunn on guitar. Elmer James on string bass. And Zooty Singleton on drums. This was in 1939. And it says, I can think of this myself, I'm tired of fattening frogs for snakes. So here we go.
My man be, 'cause all his love belongs to me. So now I'm tired of battening frogs for snakes. When the moon was in eclipse, I hid one in the dark, but he was gobbled up by some daddy grabbing shark. I dressed him all up so he would look good. He cheated with all the chicks in my neighborhood. So now I'm tired of fattening frogs for snakes.
Drinking from the cup of bitter.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Or maybe you're tuned in to the web stream, which can be found at WMFO.org, among other places. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is jazz. Yes, a pretty canonical Tears of the Gods theme. We began that set with Glenn Miller's version of A String of Pearls, and then Peggy Lee singing the theme song to Bewitched from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. Then a public service message about the importance of geography. And I am a National Geographic subscriber for decades. And, well, one thing I'll say is I'm very sorry to see that the magazine has changed a lot. And it's owned in a certain way by Disney, which is a company that I do not like at all for their copyright stance going way back to the Mickey Mouse Copyright Protection Act. And yeah, there's all the other things. But yes, Disney, I am not a fan of the company for a number of reasons. And I boycott them. That's what I do when I don't like a company. I don't give them my money. And thanks to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for station ID in there. And then we heard from Queen, If You Can't Beat Them, of course, from their jazz album, which we are featuring this evening. And then it was the John Coltrane Quartet with Say It over and over and over and over again from Ballads. Clifford Brown followed that with Skews These Blues from his album Memorial. And then another Ultra Lounge selection, the Latin Jazz Sextet with their version of A Night in Tunisia from Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And then it was Jan Hammer with his Miami Vice theme. And there's, yeah, we've been playing a wide variety of jazz, as we will continue to. And we've had some comments from Hank Fonts. And one thing that I would say, a very intelligent and erudite man, but if I'd have a criticism of Hank, it would be that he was sometimes narrow-minded about what he thought jazz music was. And I think I've got a much wider view, as do many people. And in fact, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Nate Najjar with his version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And to me, one of the things about jazz is that it is so flexible and free-ranging, that there's so many different things that you could do. Whereas you heard Hank in the first hour describing how jazz music was music that you danced to, or you could dance to even if you didn't. And I don't think that at all. I think, in fact, jazz music, in my definition, is stuff that's really weird that doesn't fit into other categories. I remember several years ago listening to our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station, 88.1 FM. They've got a couple of jazz programs. And on a program called Sound Principles with Fred Allen, I heard a pretty crazy version of Van Halen's Hot for the Teacher jamming off the riffs in that oh-so rock and roll song. But yeah, that's what I believe jazz is about, in a certain way, making mashup music before there was mashup music with digital technology. And folk music can be that way too. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Gene Krupa, Bud Powell, and The Clash, and as well as Queen. And I just wanted to say, talk a little bit more. Martin Luther King Jr. was a complex personality. And that's what we say when, in history's judgment, that he did a lot of things that we admire and a bunch of things that we don't. You know, in 1964, he was the youngest man to win the Nobel Peace Prize for his work as a peacemaker promoting nonviolence and equal treatment for people of all races. But on the other hand, there were some things that he did that were not to be admired, like his plagiarism. Boston University conducted a formal inquiry after concerns were raised about his doctoral dissertation, and they came to the conclusion that about one-third of it had been written by an earlier graduate student, and such, quote, uncredited textual appropriation, end quote, as the King's scholar Claiborne Carson has labeled it, was something he often did, and some people have argued that this falls within the tradition of African-American folk preaching. But, you know, there's a difference, I think, between when you get the content for a sermon from somebody else and when you're doing a PhD dissertation. And, you know, Martin Luther King also took a course on scholarly standards and plagiarism while he was at BU. So it's not like he can say, oh, I didn't know. So, yeah, we're going to start off the next set with another Queen song. And this is a kind of crazy one, Mustafa, which is a couple of different languages. There's some English, Arabic, Persian, and then some just words that Freddie Mercury made up. Enjoy.
Ibrahim, Allah, 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 Allah will pray for you.
Hey!
Mustafa, 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 Ibrahim.
Mustafa, 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 Ibrahim.
Thank you. And still determined to use the weapon of love. We are still insisting emphatically that violence is self-defeating, that he who lives by the sword will perish by the sword.
Police walked in for Jimmy Jazz. I said he ain't here, but he sure went past. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Yeah, they said, strapped him out the gun for Jimmy Dread. Cut off his gears and chop off his head. Police come look for Jimmy Jazz. Put it down somewhere over the outside. See, it gets to Jimmy Jazz, Jazz. Yeah. Jimmy Jazz, I said, he was here, but he said he went out. He's there looking for Jimmy Jazz, 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 Jazz. He's got the master gun, but Jimmy Dread cut off his ears, then they'll chop off his head. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz, 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 Jazz. What a relief. Feel like a soldier, look like a thief. It's for the jazz.
Police are coming looking for the Jimmy Jazz. He came in a take this tale. Oh, no more. It's all around. Jimmy Jones, down. Z, 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 Z. J, A, Z, Z. G, Z, Z. J, A, Z, Z. J, A, Z, Z. J, Z. Jimmy Jones. And then it sucks.
Of an affluent society, and you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a five-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? You are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. And your wife and mother are never given the respected title Mrs. And you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next, and afraid with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait. Thank you.
to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. We'll be right back.
You've been tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. This evening's theme has been jazz, a wide variety of different jazz, and a little bit of rock and roll as we featured Queen's 1978 album, Jazz. That last set, we began with the opener from Queen's jazz album, Mustafa. And then it was Gene Krupa, I Know That You Know, from his recordings album of 1935 to 1945. Then it was the amazing Bud Powell with Reitz and I. And then The Clash, Jimmy Jazz from their London Calling album. And then a very cool cover version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, performed by Nate Najjar. And we concluded that set with our final selection from Queen's jazz album, Let Me Entertain You. Backing me up right now, as he has been doing for all of our breaks, this is Sun Ra. This song is called Somewhere Else Part 1, from Somewhere Else. Thanks so much for listening. I do expect to return to these airwaves next Friday night at 8 p.m. with another sound collage for you. Alex, who'd normally be coming on with Hyper Reality, he's out with some friends at the Barbie movie, and doesn't look like there's a DJ coming in after him. So I'll just let these sounds of Sun Ra and a thunderstorm recorded by Irv Tybell keep going until 10 p.m., and then we'll turn things over to Rick Deckard. Hope you have a great weekend. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way.